These are the 10 customer retention strategies that every entrepreneur can and should implement in their business today. These things will keep you booked, busy, and sold out. Trust me. The businesses that make it to multiple billions of dollars, seven figures, eight figures, even a high level six figures, they have a unique ability of retaining their customers. And I see way too many entrepreneurs let clients come into the front door, have a negative experience, and just walk out the back door. It's easier if you can retain the same clients and or customers over and over and over again. You don't really want to build a business where you have to seek new customers and new clientele every single day. Welcome to another episode of Full Transparency with Donnie Wiggins, the podcast for entrepreneurs who not only want to learn about entrepreneurship, but you also want to learn about the entrepreneurs who are doing the entrepreneuring. I give you a fly on the wall perspective, sometimes featuring conversations with some great entrepreneurs who are doing dope things inside of our community, building amazing and innovative businesses. And then sometimes it's just you and I having a conversation, conversations that I believe you need to grow and scale your business. And today is that day. If you don't know, I am a business development coach. I work with entrepreneurs every single day, helping them to grow, scale, and start businesses. And I believe in teaching traditional steps and not the trendy things, because trendy things come and go, but the traditional steps are here forever. They've been here since forever and they're not going anywhere. So my goal is to alleviate some of the overwhelm that you may face as an entrepreneur and help you get closer to reaching your goal at a faster pace. And that's really the reason that we created Full Transparency. I have the desire to impact as many entrepreneurs as I can all over the world. My purpose is directly connected to leading people toward opportunities and desires and habits that will help you live your best life ever. Like, I literally believe in building your life by your own design. I believe that we have an incredible and unique opportunity to design the life that we want to live. And if you think about it, you're already designing the life that you're living. Sometimes you're just not designing the life or the business that you actually want, right? So we focus on the things that we want here. And today, I believe that an incredible conversation that we can have is about customer retention. Because what I know about business is it's easier if you can retain the same clients and or customers over and over and over again, instead of constantly having to do things and pony tricks and unique ads and crazy content. Even though those things work, but you don't really want to build a business where you have to seek new customers and new clientele every single day. The businesses that make it to multiple billions of dollars, seven figures, eight figures, even a high level six figures, they have a unique ability of retaining their customers. So can I share that with you guys? Can I share with you guys how you can retain your clients, okay? And so you know by now that I don't ever come with the list. I'm going to give you things that I have and we'll put the list together later. I'll tell you how many we have later. So let's start with number one. The number one way to retain your clients or your customers is to simply start with the basic of providing exceptional customer service. Exceptional customer service. When you serve your customers well, they want to come back to you over and over and over again. So how do you provide excellent customer service? Well, you can do some things like making sure you're being highly responsive, communicating what your turnaround times are. For example, if your business communicates with your customers for customer service via like email, you want to make sure that if your business doesn't respond within minutes or an hour to the email, you want to have like an autoresponder set up to let people know like, hey, we received your email. Our team responds to emails every 3 hours between the hours of 9 a.m. and 6 p.m. Monday through Friday, Eastern Standard Time. When you can prepare your customer or your client with expectations, when you can level out and balance their expectations out of the gate, you usually do a better job at keeping clients happy, keeping your customers happy, and they consider it great customer service because they know what to expect. Exceptional customer service is also you being very helpful, right? Making sure your team is helpful. One of the biggest mistakes I see entrepreneurs making on social media when it comes to customer service is in your bio, you'll say things like no DMs for customer service. Gone are the days that we are not providing customer service via DM. Now, you may not be the person to provide the customer service, but now we have so many options and opportunities to automate our customer service, or at least to get people out of our DMs and pointing them to the right place to get customer service. Okay. So even I will scroll through DMs and I have people who just want to say hello. I have people who want to send me stuff. I have people who want to pick my brain. I might not respond to those DMs in a timely fashion, and sometimes I don't have the opportunity to respond at all. But if I see that I have an existing customer that has a problem or has an issue or needs some assistance, I am in there and responding to those DMs right away. Now, if you don't want to be the person responding to those DMs, maybe you're building a really, really big brand, or right now you have a lot of customer service issues. If anybody uses keywords, you can set up automations through Instagram. You can use a platform called ManyChat, ManyChat, and set up keywords. So anytime somebody says, I need help, I didn't get, I didn't receive, my login doesn't work, customer service, your ManyChat autoresponder can say, thank you so much for reaching out, or thank you for bringing your issue to our attention, or thank you for bringing this customer service need to our attention. Someone from our team will reach out to you, or thank you for reaching out to my team with your concern. The best way to get support is to contact support at xyz.com. That way people don't feel unresponded to, okay? Being extremely, extremely helpful. And then just a standard is to exceed expectations. So if you tell somebody that you're going to deliver something within 24 hours, try to deliver it within 20 hours and exceed their expectations, okay? Number two, we can personalize our customer experiences. I want you to think about the product or service that you offer right now, and it might be very systematic, meaning the same thing happens for every single customer. How can you find unique ways to personalize and tailor your interactions or the experience to that customer? Because personalization makes your customers and your clients feel special. It makes them feel unique. It makes them feel like they're building a relationship with you. They know you on a deeper level. So some ways that you can personalize the experience is making sure that if you communicate via email, you're always using that customer's first name, okay? If you're communicating via text, you are always using that customer's first name. Other ways that you can personalize things is by collecting your customer and client's birthdays, and you can send them incentives on their birthday. You can send them birthday emails, birthday text messages. You can even send a birthday card in the mail. And did you know that there are companies that will allow you to automate that entire process? There are literally companies that will allow you to automate your entire customer service experience. If you want to send something in the mail, you want to send a text message, you want to send an email, you can automate simple things just like that. And also personalizing the experience is also taking the time to remember details about your client. So for example, if you are, let's say an apparel brand, right? Maybe you're an apparel brand and you use a Shopify site, you want to get one of the plugins that remember the size or the color preferences that your customers order. And so when you get new inventory in, you can say, hey, we know that you typically, based on your previous orders, we just got this hoodie in, this millionaire work ethic hoodie in a small. Should we add this to cart for you now? Right? Those are all automations that you can create depending on the platform that you're using. If you're using a site like Shopify, just research customer experience plugins that you can add to your site, right? But let's say that's not what you do. Let's say you're a service-based brand, you're a CPA, you're a business coach like me, you're a fitness coach, right? This is where you want to implement the use of like a CRM, a customer relationship management software tool that will help you take notes on particular details. So every single point.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Contact. In my CRM, anytime you email my company, it's stored to your contact record. So it might be Brianna Scott has emailed. She's a customer. She's a lead. Anytime she emails, I can go to one screen and see all of my interactions with Brianna Scott, right? So if someone sends me a DM, and this happens often, and says, hey, Donnie, I'm one of your students in your six-figure accelerator program, or I'm one of your mentees in Actionable CEO, and I just want to tell you that I love it so much. I can literally go into my CRM, just something that I enjoy doing personally when I have time to do it. I can literally go into my CRM and see the contact history or the interaction history, the engagement history of Brianna Scott. And I can see, oh, Brianna emailed us 3 months ago because she couldn't find the live weekly Zoom meetings for our mentorship group, Actionable CEO. And I can reply to her DM and say, hey, Brianna, thanks so much for letting me know that you're loving this experience. I see that you had a difficult time finding the Zoom link for our weekly mentorship sessions. I'm assuming since you're having a great experience, you found those links just fine. Have you found navigating around the group much better for you since then? Brianna is going to feel incredibly special because I remembered a detail. When the truth is, I did not remember that detail at all. My systems documented those details and I was able to refer to those systems to create a personalized customer experience for Brianna Scott. Okay. I believe that was number two. Bree, will you document the numbers that I'm on? That was number two. Okay. Number three. And we are talking about, if you're just joining us, we are talking about customer retention strategies. And customer retention is just critical for business growth. It's critical for business sustainability. It's critical for business scale if you want to get there. And so we're giving effective strategies for customer retention. Okay. Number three, let's see what I want to go with. We got that. Oh, create a loyalty program. How can you reward your clients or your customers for doing business with you over and over and over again? People love to be incentivized. And if I am being incentivized by a particular brand, one of my favorite brands that incentivizes their clients or their customers is Fenty. Fenty Beauty will incentivize their customer base, and I love it so much. It makes me always want to do business with them. Another company that does it, Fashion Nova. They will incentivize their customer base. When they notice that you are a repeat customer and they're retaining you as a customer, you go on, you get a different tag on your contact record. And that tag says, hey, Donnie shops here all the time. Let me send her out a 75% off deal while everybody else is shopping at the same time for 40% off. That is a customer, that's a loyalty program incentive, right? For being a loyal customer. So I want you to think about how you're able to implement a loyalty program. You know, if you go into like the smoothie shop or the sandwich shop and they have those cards and every time you order something from that shop, they punch a hole in that card or they give us or put a stamp on that card. That is a loyalty customer program. So what do you do? What do you do? Because we can't take for granted that people don't have options. Your customers and your clients, they have options. And the one that they're going to be loyal to is the one that they get the most benefit from. It's not just you having a good product. It's not just you having a good service. Your customers are savvy. Your customers want deals. Your customers want to feel appreciated. So if you don't have a customer loyalty program right now, get one. Implement one right away because you want to show your customers that you're grateful for their business. You want to acknowledge the fact that they could be anywhere in the world spending their money on any website, in any store, with any service provider, but they chose you. Okay. So that might be your biggest takeaway because customer loyalty programs are really, really easy to execute. They're going to be easiest if you have that CRM that I mentioned earlier. Okay. Number four. Regular communication with your customers. This is a big one, a big one, a big one, a big one. You want to communicate and keep in touch with your customers and your clients in between transactions. That means that you don't want to only communicate with your customers or your clients when you have something to sell them. You don't want to only be sending them out sales so you can get more money. I want you to ask, 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 buy. Ask, 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 buy. Or I'm sorry, I want you to educate, 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 buy. Or engage. I keep saying that wrong. I'm so sorry. I want you to engage, 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 ask. Engage, 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 ask. I'm sorry if that messed y'all up, but just to be clear, we're on number four, okay? Regular engagement. Engage, 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 ask. What does that mean? That means that you are communicating with your clients, communicating with your customers, simply giving them information. So that might be a text message to check on them and say, hey, it's Friday. Hope you guys are going into the week, blah, 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 blah. I hope you guys are going into the weekend having a good, let me give you a word of inspiration. You want to educate. Maybe you're educating people about things that are important to them as it relates to your industry or your niche market. You want to check in. Hey, you guys, just checking the temperature, reading the room. If you have any feedback, let us know. You want to do that three times and then you ask for a sale. So then your follow-up would be, hey, we've got this new inventory in. Hey, we've got this new offer or service. Hey, we've got space for a new customer. We've got space for a new client. Hey, we've got a big sale happening right now. These are the things that I mean by engage, 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 and ask. You can do that through your newsletters. You can do that through social media. You can do that through personalized text messages and emails. And by personalized, if you have that CRM that we talked about, notice I keep saying CRM. And if you're at the place in the episode where you're hearing that CRM for the third time in this episode alone, drop CRM in the chat for me if you don't have one yet, but now you're like, okay, I need to get that. Drop CRM in the chat right now, wherever you're watching this episode. If you're like, okay, she keeps saying it, I don't have it, but I understand now that I probably need to get that. Okay. So regular communication, regular engagement. And that also comes in the form of collecting personalized information, like collecting birthdays, collecting anniversaries. If you're like a coach, collect the kids' information so you can acknowledge your customers and your clients regularly and they don't feel like they're simply building a transactional relationship with you. Okay. Another way to strategically retain your customers and your clients, I believe we are on number five. We're on number five. Encourage reviews and testimonials. Flat out solicit reviews and testimonials. I cannot stress this enough. It does a couple of things. So when you are asking people for their feedback, number one, it shows that you care. You're a brand who actually cares what your customers and your clients think. That's so important, okay? Because we all have had an experience where we go into stores or spend money, like the beauty supply, the gas station, typically the nail salon. Typically, those are environments that we walk into where they could care less about the experience. They're just trying to get you in and out. And when we go into the gas station, like a Quick Trip, and they speak to you, and that's part of their SOP, their standard operating procedures, and they're like, hey, welcome to Quick Trip. Or you go into the nail salon, and they remember your name, and they've documented the last color. The nail salon that I go to right now, they document the last color that you got on your nails, and they say, hey, I see that you had this color. Are we doing that again? Like, that makes me want to pay them too much money to do my nails simply because they remember my name. And they remembered the last service. It makes me feel good. They send me solicitation because they've personalized this experience. Now, when they're asking me for the Yelp review, when they're asking me to complete the survey, when they're asking me for feedback, I want to give it to them because they are serving me so well. Is this making sense? Drop a yes wherever you're watching this. If this is making sense and you're having some aha moments so far in the episode, I need you guys interacting wherever you're watching this Full Transparency with Donnie Wiggins episode. And in fact, if you know somebody, if you know an entrepreneur and they could benefit from this, if you know an entrepreneur and they're just getting started, they're growing or they're scaling, and you believe that they can benefit from these customer service retention strategies, stop what you're doing and share this episode with them right now. You guys, because what we want to do is completely get rid of that stigma that we have on specifically minority-owned businesses and saying that I would do business with them, but they don't understand customer service, so I'm taking my business elsewhere. Or I would do business with them, but their customer service is so bad that I'm not going to pay the higher prices that they have access to. These things will keep you booked, busy, and sold out. Trust me. Okay, so we're soliciting for feedback. Now, here's the most important thing to this. When you are soliciting for feedback, if someone gives you negative feedback, you have to act on it. You have to respond to that right away. Right away. You have to respond to this. Why do I have to respond to it? Well, because what's the point in asking somebody what they think of how you do business or your product or your service for them to tell you that it was terrible and you don't do anything about it. Now, you are going to have those customers and those clients that no matter what you do, you cannot satisfy them. However, you can still appease them. You can still respond to them. You can still make a great impression and say, I'm so sorry, this was your experience. I want to take ownership of making sure we completely turn this experience around for you. What can we do to make this right? Write that down. Write that down. What can we do to make this right? But I want you to write down the full statement that I said. I want you to write down, I'm so sorry that this has been your experience, okay? I'm so sorry that this has been your experience. I'd love to take full ownership of turning this experience around for you. What can we do to make this right? I'm so sorry that this was your experience. I'd like to take full ownership of turning this experience around for you. What can we do to make this right? You want to blow somebody away? You want to give your angry or dissatisfied customer a change of heart? You respond that way. You respond that way and watch them give you another chance to get it right. Okay? So solicit for feedback, but act on it. And then if there's not anything you can do, if they've completely used the product or, you know, whatever the case may be, and there's not anything you can do, sometimes it's better to offer a refund. And sometimes it's better to just say, hey, listen, I apologize. I'm so sorry that this was your experience. Because we've used it, we can't correct this particular transaction, but I'd love for you to give us another shot. If you decide to order from us again, we'll throw in something for free. If you decide to order from us again, we'll steeply discount that next order. We'll give you 50% off. We'll do this because we want your business. These are all things that you can do to retain clients. And I see way too many entrepreneurs let clients come into the front door, have a negative experience, and just walk out the back door, and you don't communicate. You can save these relationships and you can make it right, okay? Number six, making sure that your products and services are quality. So offering top tier quality products and services. And if your products or services are not yet top tier, then be sure that you're charging accordingly. Okay. Be sure that your pricing is in alignment with the level of your product or service. I know you want to sell the $200 hoodie, but if it feels like that $18 hoodie in Target, chill. Hey, are you a service-based entrepreneur that helps your clients or customers get some type of result, but you're struggling to post and communicate your message on social media? You don't know how to type a caption that connects and gets people's attention and converts them from just someone who's following you on social to becoming your customer or your client? Great news is that's my superpower. So I'm sending you 3 text messages every single day, excluding major holidays, directly to your phone of exactly what you need to post to get people to buy and convert them into clients and customers. All you have to do is join my program, Post to Paid, and you can do so by texting the words Post to Paid to 404-737-2767. And the best news is just $37 a month. So hurry up, send me the text. I'm looking for it now. Get it together, regroup, okay? And maybe you have to work your way up to that. Maybe you need to sell the $40 hoodie, okay, for a little while until you build your quality up. Maybe you need to introduce the higher price things just a little bit later. You have to make sure you're offering quality products and services at whatever price point you're selling your offers and services for, okay? So that means if you have a $10 offer, you need to make sure that every single dollar is justifiable. You need to, like, don't just say, oh, it's just $10. It doesn't matter if it's cheap. It needs to be the best of the least expensive options. The best of the least expensive options, because I tell you what, if you blow somebody away at a cheap price point or least expensive price point, they are going to want to, or they're going to feel a whole lot more comfortable giving you money at your higher price points. Okay. So if you are, let's say, an apparel brand and you are selling the t-shirts, you're selling the t-shirts and you are selling a $15 t-shirt, make sure that $15 t-shirt is washable, it's wearable, it's not stretching out. It fits the same after 3 wears. It's not something that you can wear one time and toss out, okay? Make sure that there's still integrity in the product at that price point, because if there's not, if the stitching is coming out and the color fades too easily after one wash, nobody's ever going to go from the $15 t-shirt to the $150 hoodie or jacket or whatever that is. This works the same for my service-based entrepreneurs. If you are giving out what we call a lead magnet, like a freebie or a reduced price something to get the lead, make sure it's quality. You want to blow people away and make them feel like, I can't believe he or she sold this to me for $17. Y'all, I got this for $17. I cannot believe they did this for $17. So now when your follow-up sequences are in place and now you want to sell them something at a higher price point, it's like, if I got that for $17, then the $397 offer has to be everything that I need. It has to blow me away, okay? So make sure that your products are quality, okay? And by quality, I mean that they exceed the expectation of your buyer. And that's not for you to decide. It's for you to introduce to the marketplace. It's for you to put out. But your customer feedback will tell you if the products and services are actually quality. Okay? Let's see. What number was that? Okay. So we are on number 7. Oh, I like to keep these solo episodes shorter than the episodes with my guests. We are approaching that time and I have so much more I could share. Okay, let me get through these, okay? Number 7. Number 7, build a community Build a community directly around your brand. What do I mean by that? If you are selling a particular offer or service, the community of people that you are gathering together, they need to be interested in receiving additional information, education, tips, strategies, demos around that product or service that you sell. Okay. You don't build the community to start trying to take those individuals into a different direction. You build a community to get those individuals more interested in what you offer, okay? So you want to build a solid community. You want to make people feel like they belong to something. They belong to something. You can do that through blogs. You can do that through creating pages, specifically social media pages specific to your community or specific to your offer. You can do that by creating groups like on Facebook. You can do that by creating your own community on platforms like Patreon or platforms like Mighty Networks. That's the one that I use, Mighty Networks. You can make these communities free. You can make these communities paid. You can have tiered communities in which that means that you have different levels of entry. One of my favorite community builders that is in spotlight right now for building her community is B. Simone, the comedian and actress B. Simone. She is doing an amazing job building a community, and she is leveraging her Instagram platform to do it. So she charges to be in her close friends every single month. And in her close friends, she's showing a more in-depth perspective of her journey. And there are people who want to see it. So they are subscribed and they are paying $9. I believe it's $9.99 actually every single month to be a part of her close friends. And your girl is bringing in right now an extra $800,000 a year. Hear me when I say this, an extra $800,000 a year right on her social media close friends page. And I want you to stop what you're doing and I want you to think about it, because you might not know how to use systems. You might not know how to implement a CRM. You might not know about all the latest and greatest technology, but everybody knows how to start a close friends on Instagram. You know how to start a close friends if you have an Instagram page. Is there something that you can put there that you wouldn't put on your normal feed? Or maybe you can elaborate on the things that you put on your normal feed in a different, deeper, and more intimate way on your close friends. That's all B is doing. She's showing behind the scenes of her getting ready. She's showing her emotional breakthroughs. She's showing the things that she's dealing with. And it's just a great place to be. And she's got people coming into her close friends, and it's a process the way that she's doing it. Every single month, she just did a podcast episode about this. Every single month, people have to resubscribe to her close friends. She's got a team of people that make sure after they send their payment, they get added to the close friends. At the top of the next month, she will go in and empty out the close friends, and you have to re-up every 30 days. It's tedious. But is the tediousness of building that community worth an extra $800,000 a year for you? I am leaning heavily and have always leaned heavily into building a community. And building a community is the reason, having a community is the reason that when I was hacked 4 times, year after year after year in a row, I wasn't really worried about my social media being hacked. Sure, it was disappointing. It was aggravating. It was a major inconvenience, but I had an offline community. I had a community of people who always heard from me anyway, so I was able to continue to run my business. It does not matter what your business model is. A community is always relevant. A community is always relevant. And if you understand it, if you understand that, if you are a part of a community and you're like, you know what, I'm a part of communities and I actually love the communities that I'm in. If you understand the community aspect because you're a part of a community, if you understand a community aspect because you see what other people are doing, okay, I want you to type communities are essential. Communities are essential. In the comments right now, wherever you're watching this episode, the reason that I'm asking you to write this stuff or type this stuff out in the comments is not for my own satisfaction. I do get a little satisfaction in knowing that you're paying attention, but it's not for that. It is because you taking that action step of actually writing it out is one step closer to your mind committing to it. Okay. It's one thing to hear me say it, and then it's a different thing to hear me say it and to write it down on your paper or jot it down on your phone. But it's another thing to say, you know what? I'm going to publicly put myself out there and I'm going to say it one more time. Now we've got three levels of engagement with the idea that communities are essential. You are three steps closer to going out and executing your own or taking yours more seriously, improving yours, making it better, making it an actual priority. Do not make your community an afterthought in your business. It does not have to be a paid community, but it is a community where you gather people, you educate them, you show them behind the scenes, you show them tips and strategies. If you're in apparel, you might show them how clothes fit. You might offer them more of what you offer on social media. So on social media, if you're an apparel brand, you might show how to style a particular outfit, right? One way, two ways. But in your community, you might actually encourage that they post how they're styling their outfits. And maybe you highlight one of the style of the week, the one that got the most votes. Like there are things that you do inside of your community that people that have people completely bought into your brand. Think about it. You have people completely brought into your brand by offering them an experience other than buying from you. But with that said, whenever you're ready, if you're building a community, whenever you have a sale that's about to drop, whenever your Valentine's Day or your Black Friday or your 4th of July or your President's Sale or whatever it is coming up, you don't have to throw blank darts onto social media. You can drop it first in your community. Whenever you have that event coming up, you can offer ticket sales first in your community. You might possibly even sell out right in your community. You guys, there are so many strategies and communities, building a community and the benefits of building a community. Text me that, the benefits of building a community. That is an episode all on its own because we're so focused on selling the garment. We're so focused on selling the service that we are not offering enough time and energy or resources to building the community that could be the breakthrough that we're looking for in our brand. And I don't care if your community has 25 loyal customers in it. What could your business do right now with 25 loyal customers? What could your business do with 25 people who are eager to hear from you, 25 people who opted into you, 25 people who are loyal to you, 25 people that will buy from you the day that you drop something? What could your business do right now with 25 bought in, completely loyal community members right now? 25, let me just say this. I don't have the capacity to take on 25 new clients, but if I did, for me and my business, 25 new members right now today inside of my Actionable CEO community, which is my mentorship community, that if you're enjoying this information, you need to be mentored by me. These are the conversations that we have there, okay? My mentorship community is $97 a month. It's really easy for you to get this every single week, but the difference is here you can't ask me questions. In the mentorship community, you can ask me questions. I am tracking your customer journey, and so I know things that are happening with you, and it's a condensed or a collapsed time frame to helping you get to your goals a whole lot more quickly. It's $97. But let's just say I had 25 people from within my community that I'm building on social media who are opted in now for Actionable CEO today. That's almost $2,500 in revenue. But let's even kick it up a notch because I have a $32,000 coaching offer as well. If I have a community where I am over-serving 25 people. If I focused on these 25 people, and that, first of all, hold on, the Actionable CEO number is almost $2,500 every single month. If I just focused on those 25 people at $97 a month and did an outstanding job at retaining them over the year, that is about $2,500 a month over a 12-month period of time, that's an extra $30,000 that I would just make right now in my business. That's a drop a heart if this is the information that you need. Put a heart in the comments right now if this is the information that you need to make your business better, to grow your business. Because here's the other thing. I have a $32,000 coaching offer, okay? Let's just take the $32,000 coaching offer. If I nurture that same community of 25 people over the course of... Hey, CEO Donnie Wiggins here, and I am so excited to announce my new mentorship group is dropping. You may have already heard about it, but I wanted you to hear it from the horse's mouth, directly from me. My new mentorship group, Actionable CEO, for entrepreneurs who are interested in professional growth, personal growth, and financial growth. You want to learn from me. Y'all have been asking for this for the last 3 years, and I have finally brought Actionable CEO back to serve you. Every single week, direct mentorship from me. You will also hear from other people who are in my community that I believe will be greatly impactful to you. You're going to get behind the scenes. We're going to be spending some time together live. This is not pre-recorded. This is live mentorship. So if you are an entrepreneur and you want to be connected, feel connected, you want to elevate your brand, you want to elevate your life, you want to elevate your level of success, Actionable CEO is for you. ActionableCEO.com. See you there. Let's just say a year. 25 people at $32,000. That's $800,000 from me focusing on over-serving, over-community, over-communicating, over-delivering, over-exceeding expectations of 25 people that I'm taking through a journey that will do business with me. 25. That's $800,000. You're working too hard, or you're not working smart enough. Community, I promise you, any day of the year is where it's at. It's where it's at. Okay. All right. Let me see if I have time to give you a little bit more. That was number seven. Let's also say... I'm gonna give you two more. That was number seven. Number eight, offer your customers exclusive access and early access and exclusivity. That's how I want to say that. Offer your customers and your clients early access and exclusivity. That kind of goes in alignment with rewarding and incentivizing, but this is so important, early access. So anytime we drop an event, we put it in our community first. And they feel so special because the events will typically sell out, especially like these small workshops. I have a small workshop that's coming up here really soon, depending on when you're watching this episode. And there's only going to be about, 50 seats available for this workshop for entrepreneurs. I am going to put it in my community first. They get the very, very, very first right to purchase tickets before I bring it to the public. There are things going on inside of my community that the public will never know about. That's the benefit of being in somebody's community for early access and exclusivity. Okay, early access and exclusivity. How can you reward customers exclusively that have been loyal to you that the public doesn't have access to, right? So it might be you get an exclusive community coat or exclusive community letterman's jacket. My good friend Nehemiah Davis, Neo, you might know him as, he does a good job at doing this to his mastermind community that has invested at a higher level. They get rewarded with these letterman's jackets. Nobody else can get them. You can't get them any other way other than to be a part of his mastermind community, okay? What can you do? What can you do to offer exclusivity? It could be as simple as those rubber bracelets that you get, those rubber marketing bracelets, right? And it could be that if your cart has surpassed, or if you've spent this amount of time, spent this amount of money with my brand over the last 12 months, then you get this exclusive type of offer or this exclusive level of recognition. Think about exclusivity and early access, okay? And number nine, surprises. unexpected gestures. Number 9 will be unexpected gestures. Mia Ray does a fantastic job. Mia Ray is the owner of Glamaholic Lifestyle. She has the really cute handbags, duffel bags, book bags, and it's called Glamaholics. You guys may be familiar with Mia. And what she did early on in her business to really blow up was that she'd have these planned drops, right? And it might be that she's releasing her platinum silver duffel bag collection. But then when that drops and she's been marketing this platinum silver duffel bag collection for the last month, on the day of the launch, she's going to say, oh, and you guys, I made a matching wallet. I made a complimentary bag. I have a surprise for you. Surprising your customers generates a level of excitement that they're going to share these things and share their emotions and their feelings and their excitement. They're going to be spreading the word for you all over the internet because you surprised them. Who doesn't like to be surprised by brand in a positive way by brands that you are doing business with? By brands that you're doing business with. Who doesn't want to be surprised? Okay, so surprising them, you could also surprise them with something in their order. So let's say you can say anybody who makes a purchase from my website that spends more than $100, maybe you'll send them a surprise. Maybe it's a lip gloss, maybe it's a bracelet, maybe it's a candle, something that you can get at a very low investment cost from you, but it was unexpected to your customer and it means something to them, like, oh, wow, this was thoughtful. Oh, this was cool, right? So surprising them. And I am going to give you one more. Let me see. One more, being innovative. You want to retain your customers? You got to be ahead of the competition. Be innovative. How can you make it better? Yesterday, I was on Instagram doing my normal little scroll, and I came across this company that has figured it out for women's shoes. And it could possibly be something that they're creating for men as well. But I saw the advertisement for women's shoes. And if you go to my stories, by the time you guys see this, you won't see it. But if you're watching me live, if you go to my stories, you'll see what I'm talking about. There is this company that can give you 3 different levels of wearing the same pair of shoes. They can remove the heel altogether off of the shoe so you can wear it flat. You can wear a mini heel or you can wear a larger heel, a taller heel. And they give you the option to wear a stiletto or a block heel. It is genius. Think, ladies, about how many times you've gone out in a particular pair of shoes because you needed them for this outfit. But by the time you arrive, by the time you are 2 hours in, your feet are on fire. Imagine just being able to pop off the heel and pop on a closing insert so you can now take that shoe from a 4-inch stiletto to a flat without ruining your look because it's in the same family of style. Imagine having and fellas, you've seen this too. You've been out on a date or hanging out with your girls and you start to notice that her feet are moving funny. Those knees are wobbling. The ankles look real unstable over there, right? This company could have just sold us a pair of block heel comfort shoes. But what they did was said, women want to look sexy. They want to look fabulous, but they want to have options. What they did was said, we're noticing that many women now are putting an extra pair of slides or flats or socks or something in their handbags to change out of their shoes. What if we could fix that problem, keeping their shoes on their feet, but offering different heel adjustments that are removable and replaceable so their feet are comfortable the whole day? Innovative. Innovative. So what can you do to be innovative? I believe that was number 10. What can you do to be innovative? So these are the 10 strategies that I believe that you need to implement right now for, it was 9? No, that I just gave them a 10th one. That was a 10th one. I did. If you're watching live on Instagram, did I just give y'all a 10th one? No. I gave them the bonus. Give me a second to figure this out because I want to get this right. Drop a one for me if I gave y'all 10. Yeah, they're saying yes. Okay, I was flowing. All right, so these are the 10 strategies 10 customer retention strategies that every entrepreneur can and should implement in their business today. So you guys take that information and do with it what you must. Not do with it what you can. Do with it what you must, because I didn't give you a single strategy that requires a whole lot of money, a whole lot of team, or a whole lot of effort to implement in your business. So you take these 10 strategies and you do with it what you must. But the last thing that I'm going to ask of you is that you drop in the comments wherever you're watching this video and let me know which of the strategies you are going to start with first. Tell me the one thing that you are going to implement today in your business or within the next 24 hours. What are you going to do first? All right. And don't forget, you guys, I mentor CEOs every single day. I have a community called Actionable CEO. We meet every single week to go over a planned lesson. Right now, we are focused on leveraging AI in our business because the things that it allows you to do allows you to stay innovative. That last strategy that I gave you, you want to be innovative and you want it to be simplified. We need AI. So right now we're focusing for the next couple of weeks on that. We've got so much that's happening. We have a book club. You get to watch the Social Proof podcast first. It's exclusive and it's early access. You get discounts to some of our events. You get the first availability to know, early access to know when I am hosting workshops or VIP days where I work with entrepreneurs just like you and you and you every single day, one-on-one, meaning you get to come to Atlanta to work with me, or I come to you to work with you for 6 hours straight to help you take your business to the next level. That's called a VIP day. But right now I only offer them to my mentees inside of Actionable CEO. Why? Because it's just a $97 monthly investment that you come in one way and you leave elevated whenever you want. There's no commitment there. Go to actionableceo.com, actionableceo.com, and let's level up, you guys. I will see you next week on the next episode of Full Transparency with Donnie Wiggins. Do not forget to subscribe, do not forget to share, and do not forget to leave me some feedback. I'll see y'all soon. Bye.